עלי שור, חלק א', שין, חף, וו. מאמר עשירי לשמה, the 10th set of essays here, entitled לשמה, פרק ראשון. בעומקו של קרבה סדוקים מסעוררת הרגשה דקה ונעלה. At the depth of this state of closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a very subtle, very refined sensation is aroused. אני זוכיתי לעמוד לפני בורא כל העולם. I have the merit, I've earned this experience of standing before the creator of all worlds. ומעתה אדע כי לא לעצמי אני חי. And I know from this point onwards that I don't live for my sake. כי מבי ובחיי צריך להתגלות כבוד בוראי. But rather, within me, in my life, the glory of הקדוש ברוך הוא must be revealed. ובשביל זה אני חי. And that is the reason I'm alive. מי שירגיש פעם הרגשה זויס עומד על הסוד הגדול של הלשמה. Anyone who's ever sensed the sensation has tasted the great and profound idea of lishma. אף שהלשם שמיים בפי כל העולם, וכאילו הוא מהדברים הפשוטים ביוסר. Even though there's a concept that is well known and it seems to be obvious to everyone, לשם שמיים, ראינו לקובעוי בסוף חיבורינו. We saw fit to place it right at the end of this sefer, כי הוא באמס הכלל הגבוה מכולם והיסוד העמוק ביוסר מכל הנאמר בספר זה. It's truly the highest כלל, the highest all-encompassing idea and the deepest foundation from everything that we've said so far. We say in the first bracha of the Amidah, ומייבי גויאל לבני בניהם, he brings a redeemer to their descendants, למען שמוי באהבה, for his name באהבה. The two concepts are linked. לימדונו אנשי כנסת הגדולה בזה. So by formulating the bracha in that way, and Sheikh Knesset HaGdola taught us, Ki gilui shmo yizbarach bo'ilam, hu si ahava si yizbarach eleinu. The revelation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name in the world is the peak of his love towards us. Asher le'adam lichore yipole, it seems surprising initially, haloi ahava perushah leman ane'ehav, generally ahava is for the sake of the beloved, ach bavore yizbarach zoi ahava si eleinu, shenosei lanu shemoi. When it comes to the Creator, his love for us is expressed by his giving us his name, revealing it more and more openly. Ein rimemus gdola mizeh, there's no greatest elevation than this. Shizgalesh mo yizborach bo'ilam, that his name should be openly revealed in the world. Besoich gilui shemo yizborach yimitza kol nivres mekoimoi ufkudasoi. When Hashem's name is revealed, each created being knows his place, knows his role. Ki, as we say in the מחזור ידע כל פעול כי אתה פעלתוי ויבין כל יצור כי אתה יצרתוי. Every פעול will know that you made, every made him, every creature will understand that you made him. Clarity. וידע כי גם בו וילדו יזגלה שמו. And furthermore, the person knows that through him a greater revelation of Hashem's name can occur. אך בגילוי זה לא תהיה שום גדלוס וגאוס דמיוניס. In this revelation, there's no imaginary arrogance, there's no fantasy. Quite the contrary, the opposite. As the Machzor continues, when that happens, any being with a neshama will say, Hashem Elokei Yisrael Melech u'malchusei b'kol mashalo. His kingdom extends everywhere. Al gilui ze ve'al hisbatlus zois. It's about this revelation of Hashem's name and this sense of his batlus before HaKadosh Baruch Hu that the Mesel Sirim writes in the beginning, Ki hu ha'tanug ha'amiti v'hidun ha'gadol b'chol ha'idunim sh'yicholim yimatzeh, that it is the greatest bliss and the greatest pleasure that can exist. We say in Tehillim, Lo'i lanu Hashem, Lo'i lanu ki l'shimcha tein kavoid, not for us, but for your name, al chasdecha v'al amitecha. זוהי תפילסי של הכלל ישראל. That's what כלל ישראל דוונס פור, אשר הלשמה הוא מעיקרי תכונות נפשי. כלל ישראל has the לשמה as one of the main features of its soul, that Hashem's name should be exalted and revealed. כיצד מסגלים על ידי שמו יסבר דווקא חסד ואמס, as the פוסק goes on to say, על חסדך ועל עמיתך, so how those concepts are related, יסבואר בעזרת השם למטה, that's explained in the following chapter. Am Yisrael Mushash Belokus, as we've said many times, Am Yisrael is rooted in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, kamevu'ar be ma'amar hashgacha u'g'ula, And therefore, naturally, close to the concept of lishma. This is not true for Umos Olam. We said before, the center of the world, the focus is the world itself, not the creator. V'chol ma she'oisim, and whatever they produce, and here the author is paraphrasing the Gemara at the beginning of Maseches Avodah Zarah. Shevakim, merchatzois, gesherim, kevishas kerochim, the markets that they build, and the bathhouses, and the bridges, and the wars and the conquests, all of that, letzerech atzmam oisim, they do it for their own sake, to grow within the world, to utilize the world, to develop the world. The world is at the focus of their lives, not the creator. V'gam kol tzedakah v'chesed shem oisim, when they do tzedakah v'chesed, einam oisim ela lizgadel v'shetimashech malchusan. It's motivated by self-interest. Again, this is a paraphrase of the Gemara in Bava Basra, Daf Yud. V'loy nemra legabam ha'alacha. We do not apply to them this halacha. De'ha'imer sela zoy litzedakah. Bishvil sheyichyu bonai, ubishvil sheyizkeh lechayei olam haba, person who gives tzedakah and says, in the merit of this act, may my children live, or may I earn chayei olam haba, harei ze tzedik gamur. The Brisa says, it appears in Rosh Hashanah and elsewhere, he is a tzedik gamur. We only say that for Jews, ki Yisrael, as Rashi explains, liboy la shamayim. His heart is already directed towards shamayim. Ve'mere'in loy bechayav, if evil befalls him, if calamity befalls him, he doesn't challenge HaKadosh Baruch Hu, does not reject him, he will attribute the suffering to his transgressions. The typical akum, if he does not receive what something in compensation for his step, he does challenge HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he does reject, and therefore that halakha does not apply to him. They're not rooted in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore they're distant from Lishma. Even among Jews, not every act is automatically Lishma. It's just that by being naturally rooted in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, yuchal el edei avoidah soi lo itziz gula zo el apar. A Jew, through his avoidah, can take this property and actualize it, and realize it. Achiyuv hu, it's an obligation, lage el halishma v'fal, to reach this, in fact. Bechiyuv halishma yeshnam shenei inyonim. There are two disparate concepts in the lishma. One of them expressed in Pirkei Avos, Koil ma'asecha ihyu l'shem shamayim, and one expressed in Gemara Nedarim, Va'asei dvarim l'shem po'alam v'daber behem lishmam. Do things for the sake of the Creator and speak in them for the own sake. Hainu asiyas mitzvois lishma. To do mitzvois lishma. The author now explains these two concepts, which are often taken to be really one and the same. He says that there's a difference between them. Kol ma'asecha l'shem shamayim, all your actions should be for the sake of heaven. Hu hayesoid lilchois deois. It's a foundation for that section in the Rambam, that idea, which is in Rambam's lilchois deois. Vehanhagas derech eretz, and proper behavior. Tzarich adam shechaven liboy vechol ma'asav kulam. This is Rambam speaking. A person has to direct all of his actions. Leida es Hashem baruch hu levad, so that their end goal is really knowledge of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'yeshivtoi v'kimoi v'diburoi, so that when he sits, when he stands, his speech, all of his actions, hakoil le'umas zedavar, all directed at this end goal, to know HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what the Rambam says in Ilchos De'ois, Peregimel Halacha Beis. Mitzvois lishma, that, to do mitzvois, עניין זה מסבאר ברמב"ם בסוף הלכות תשובה, ובפירוש המשניות סעיף מסכת מקויס. Those are the sources, ששם כוסב הרמב"ם דברים מופלגים אלה, where the Rambam writes these profound words, which are well known, we've seen them before, מעיקרי האמונה בתורה. One of the fundamentals of the Torah is, כי כשיקיים אדם מצווה אחת מתרי"ג מצוות, when a person fulfills one mitzvah, just one, כראוי וכהוגן, appropriately, properly. Ve'lo yeshatef imah kavana mikavanos olam, without any ulterior motive, b'shum panim, no ulterior motive whatsoever. Ela yaseh oisah lishmah me'ava, but do it for its own sake out of love for Hashem. Hinei zecha ba lechayei olam haba. He's thereby earned chayei olam haba. Says the author, Rebbe, mitzvah achas lishma zechim le'olam haba. One mitzvah done, lishma, one earns olam haba. Hevei emer, kama gadolu inyan lishma be'mitzvois. How great is this concept of lishma when it comes to mitzvois. Lanu nidme, kisi adargoyso kol ma'asecha l'Hashem shamayim. We would perhaps imagine that the highest level, the peak of all levels, is that other one, kol ma'asecha l'Hashem shamayim. U'medivrei ha'rambam kaneh, but in comparing the words of the Rambam, it seems that the supreme level is even one mitzvah dan lishma, ul umasa, in contrast to which, inyan kol ma'asecha l'shem shamayim, that inyan, dargah peshuta, is a relatively straightforward level. Hava nispoinina b'seze shel lishma. With this introduction, let's contemplate this profound idea of lishma. Adkan.